We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord, right now. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord, right now.
We lift our hands.
We lift our hands above.
reminder. For this morning, we felt like singing, we felt like shouting, we felt like dancing. Amen. Let's not sing about it, let's be about it. Amen. 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 At this time now, we're ready for our scripture reading. Another break for announcements.
Street. to John's Chapel members only. That'll be July the 26th. Make your pay of $55 by the 10th of this month, so please do that and be able to share as we go to Wild Adventures in Valdosta, Georgia on July the 26th. Amen. Amen. All right, let's get about our annual revival. It's right on page 7 as well. All right. Just look thankful. All right. Now, looking at our page 6, we have some birthdays. Acknowledgements at this time, my birthday. So when I call your name, please stand to be recognized. Celebrating the birthday on July the 8th, 2019. Sakani Stackhouse. I think I said that name right. Sakani Stackhouse. He's 6 years old. Anybody here ever represented Miss Sakani? Miss Sakani? Nobody? Okay. All right. And also on July the 9th, Brother Samuel Blake. And then on July the 10th, 1989, Shannon M. Baldwin, 36 years old, 36. All right. See if Shannon figured it out. I don't think she did. And then on July the 11th, 1992, Brother Rashawn Stackhouse, 33 years old. Rashawn, not even here. Okay. All right. And then we do have July the 13th, 2005, listed, but no matter, so I don't know if that was a typo or do you have anybody celebrating your birthday on July the 13th? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Zach. Ty. Okay, check find out. All right, Ty. She must have been intended to put your name in there, I guess. All right, Ty. All right. Anybody else celebrating your birthday on this week? All right. That was our birthday recipients. At this time, we're going to ask everyone to stand. Hearing sing, happy birthday to our birthday recipient, led by.
Come on, little Stan. Yeah.
Happy
worshiping with us on Sunday morning, is it? It's not? What's your name, your man?
break their heart and execute the plan. Break their heart and execute the plan. We can hold them all day. If you don't break their heart and execute the plan, you know, I got other things to do. You know, meaningful stuff. So while you hold them, make sure we break their heart and execute the plan, okay? And that's what we're doing here at John Shepherd in the church, and that's why we're so fruitful here in our church. And so thankful, grateful for our members, buying into the vision, being aggressive and kingdom building. Let's fix the city for Jesus. Fix the city for Jesus. Amen. It's all our blitz from Pastor White. It's not by that, it's not by no, it's no secret. You know, blitz. Every snap, blitz. City and all, blitz. Every snap, blitz.
Yeah.
I acknowledge God as my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. When I tithe, I acknowledge God as my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. When I tithe, I acknowledge God as my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. Let us stand all over the church. preacher to the real preacher, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come, heaven and devil, fall back quick and power. Get a little 5 second love in these cold hearts of ours. Now God uses. Help me while I'm trying to help us. We love you, we adore you, we magnify your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on, this praise is all you do this morning. Come on, this praise is all you do this morning. Come on, church, this praise is all we do this morning. It's not a cliche, but it's real. When praises go up, the rest of God will come down. I believe it with my heart, mind, and soul that it's not a cliche. But it's reality that when praises go up, the rest of God will come down. And the Bible says God lives in the presence of people who praise Him. He inhabits the praises of His people. That's why we love praising Him. That's why we love adoring Him. That's why we love magnifying Him. That's why the songwriter said, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together." That's why the songwriter said, "I will bless the Lord at all times." Particularly in my house. I don't know what you come to do this for, but I come to praise. I come to magnify. I come to give Him the glory. I don't know what I'm going to take for you.
It's good to have independence, but it's great to have interdependence. It's good to have independence, but it's better to have interdependence. Because you can be free from the book, still a slave from within.
Amen.
And Paul is trying to teach the church how to celebrate not only because they have independence, but because they have interdependence. Oh, no. Independence is external. Interdependence is internal.
Yeah.
And Paul is trying to help the church to rejoice, not because their names are free off the books, but because they have an eternal rest and peace with God.
Amen.
Paul declared, "For brethren, you have been called unto liberty." For number one is freedom. Freedom. You were called to be free.
Amen.
The gift of spiritual liberty. Paul reminds believers that freedom is part of our calling in Christ. Through salvation, we are no longer bound by the law or by sin. This freedom that Paul is speaking about is not political freedom or physical freedom, it's spiritual freedom. We are free from guilt, we are free from shame, and we are free from the power of sin.
Amen.
And Paul telling the church to believe, because you are free, you are to behave like you're free.
Amen.
Paul telling the church, you all ought to lift up your heads and enjoy your relationship.
shout about. And I don't know about you all this morning. I thank God for my freedom because I was once lost in sin, buried deeply stained within. But because I cried out to Jesus, he washed me from the inside out. Is there anybody in here this morning who can testify that the God that you serve, he's the same God who changed you too? At one time, you used to be mean, you used to be nasty, you used to have a negative attitude, you used to complain all the time. But ever since you met Jesus, now you got a different perspective concerning life and devil. So, oh, church of the living God, I'm glad about it this morning that the God that we serve, he will set you free. Come on, y'all. Don't play with me. Don't tease with me. Is there anybody in here who can celebrate because the Lord set you free? Not mama, but the Lord. Not daddy, but the Lord. Not the pastor, but the Lord. And ever since the Lord has set you free, you can get a good night's sleep.
Pulled me over. I noticed it was a yourself?
Yes.
Or are you trying to please God?
Please
Paul said in the text, he said, man, you got to be careful. You don't use your liberty for the flesh. You got to use your liberty by love. Serve one another. My last point this morning is faithfulness. Serve one another humbly in love. Goal of godly freedom. The purpose of freedom in Christ is service, not status. Love is the true expression of liberty. Freedom empowers us to live for others. Paul said in the church, choose love over ego. Highlight unity over division. Select service over selfishness.
Yes, Lord.
Don't seek for accolades. Seek for the glory of God.
Yes,
don't try to attain riches.
Yes,
uphold righteousness.
Yes,
and Paul said, here's the antidote. Being able to serve God well. He said, when you serve out of love. And when you serve out of love, you have freedom with a purpose. And I'm glad this morning that when you have freedom with a purpose, you understand that it's not external, but it's internal. Independence is good, but I shout because of my interdependence.
Yes,
I can get a good night's sleep.
Amen.
Not just one day out of the week, but every day I close my eyes,
yes,
I can get a good night's sleep. Because I have treated my neighbor well. I have treated people the way that I want to be treated.
Yes,
I have done what that song that grandma used to sing. If I can help someone as I pass along, if I can cheer someone with the word of God, then my living won't be in vain. Oh, turn to the living God. I'm glad about this morning that when we have freedom with a purpose, you get excited like Paul in the text, because the Lord has set you free. You don't have to worry about tomorrow. Because the God that you serve, he holds tomorrow. He said that a cattle on a mountain heap belongs to him. He said that gold and silver belongs to him. The God that we serve, he's able to supply our every need. That's why they call it Jehovah Jireh. He will supply our every need. And I'm glad this morning that he's a doctor in the sick room. He's a lawyer in the courtroom. Hey! I'm glad this morning that he's bringing in a story, man. He's bringing on a troubled world. Yeah, I'm glad this morning that we can be a new born now, but joy got to come in the morning. Are you? telling me to come to you and you looking like that? You behaving like that? I'm good, bro. I'm good. If your freedom looks like that, I'm good. That's what Paul said to the church. He said, you've been free. And because you've been free, celebrate in your liberty. Interdependence. Not only do you have the peace of God, but you have peace with God.
shall find knock, and the door shall be open. Ask, and it shall be given. And they come, God. They come, God, seeking you. Seeking your will for their lives. Some things just doesn't make sense to the human eyes. But if we step out of faith, use them in a very powerful way. Get in the desires of their hearts. And we plant good seeds in our children. We want to see the seed bloom before we leave the face of this earth. In the name of Jesus. Pray for Cam. Calling me the head and not the tail. The world will not beneath the leader and not a follower. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Use me in school in a very powerful way, in a very positive way. Helping God make choices the right way, choose some good friends. In the name of Jesus, put around healthy people who will help him. Thank you for his wisdom at a young age. In Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you.
make your humble confession to Almighty God by kneeling if you're able to kneel.
Jesus' name, we